اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ There is a solution to our problem. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ You must make use of the means. تدبیر is not prohibited. تدبیر is something that نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام made use of. Even when he was in jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made use of tadbir, even on those occasions where it was a mu'jiza, but there too he made use of tadbir. There are many incidents and there's explanation, but I don't want to go into the detailed explanation. But if you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then he gave us a lesson that this is a world of means, so you make use of the means. But don't trust in those means. You will see in all his du'as, there is humility, there is seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is sometimes asking and begging of certain things, and sometimes he is seeking protection from certain things. Throughout his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find that there is a seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He never ever trusted in the army or the military or the might or the numbers, or anything else of the material world. But he made use of it. I have explained this many times in detail. So the solution lies to making use of the means, but trusting in Allah Ta'ala, crying before Allah Ta'ala, begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ وَدَعُوا مَرْدَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ وَاسْتَقْبَلُوا أَمْوَاجَ الْبَلَاءِ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That protect your wealth by the giving of its zakat, and treat your sick ones by giving sadaqah, and the waves of calamities and the waves of disasters and the waves of tests and trials that come upon a person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that you must check that with what? With dua and begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with humility. Because dua will ward off that bala which hasn't as yet come. And that which has come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will move it away, will remove it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was once sitting in the Hatim Sharif. That is why when we are there in tawaf, or when we are in the Hatim Sharif, it comes to mind immediately that this is the same Hatim Sharif where once my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood and made dua, or sat and made dua, or made namaz, or answered certain questions. It is the same multazam, it is the same mataf. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting in the Hatim, and somebody came and spoke about some people that the waves of the ocean had destroyed their property, like how we heard of tsunamis and tidal waves. So I'm talking about the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody came and said that certain believers, Muslim people, who were living on the shores or on the coast, then tidal wave or whatever waves, huge waves came and destroyed their property, washed away their property and caused them a lot of damage, caused a lot of damage and destruction. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say on that occasion? He said that whatever loss takes place, whether it is on the sea or in the jungle, it is due to the non-payment of zakat. So therefore, he says, protect your wealth by the paying of its zakat. Now I explained this also many times, that the first thing you check is zakat. If zakat has been paid properly, then you must believe that Allah Ta'ala has taken away a little bit of material thing and He wants to give back much more than what He took away. Or He removed some bala, some difficulty, some hardship that was coming. We don't even know about it. But that is Allah Ta'ala, by the means of the giving of that zakat, He protected us from that hardship. Or Allah Ta'ala keeps it in store. But the first thing that you must check is the zakat. And that is where again He mentioned the same, that protect your wealth by the giving of zakat, and treat your sick ones by giving of sadaqah, and check the coming of balas, of difficulties, of hardships by dua. Seek from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, beg of Him, cry before Him. That is a solution to problems. Now there again it does not mean that don't take any medication, just give sadaqah and then wait. Although Allah Ta'ala can still cure by that too. But we are weak ones, so we will make use of the means also, but at the same time this is also a means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving to us. So apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. The heart gets life when we put it into sajda and we cry before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These dead hearts, life comes into our dead hearts. So shaitan and nafs, when it overpowers us, then death overcomes our hearts, spiritual hearts. Now how do we bring life into the spiritual heart? The life will come again by dua, by tazarru, by crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by putting our hearts into sajda and crying. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. The ruh will only get its enjoyment, its happiness in what? Noor of taqwa. The noor of taqwa will bring happiness to the ruh, to the soul. Food will not bring that. It is the noor of taqwa. And nafs is our dushman. As nafs had helped and assisted any person. Nafs wants to drag the person down the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment. For a little while of pleasure, but everlasting regret. Little while of pleasure and the person regrets it all his life. Every few days, every few minutes, every few hours sometimes, the thoughts of that action haunt that person. Why did I ever make this blunder? Why did I make this mistake? Why did I please my nafs? And look at the consequence of that action of mine. People are laughing, people are disgracing me, they are humiliating me, they are taunting, they are jeering, they are mocking, they are teasing. All kinds of things people are doing just because of that one action that the person did in which his nafs got enjoyment. In disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lazzat-e-arzi mili, izzat-e-daimi gai. Lazzat-e-arzi mili, izzat-e-daimi gai. Rahat-e-bandagi gai. Rahat-e-zindagi gai. The rahat of the life is gone. Just a little while of pleasure, but he says, Lazzat-e-daimi gai. Rahat-e zindagi gai, lazzat-e bandagi gai. So nafs is not going to be of assistance to anybody in the qabr or even in this world. So suppress the evil desires. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which are halal and permissible. But until we don't suppress this nafs, until we don't suppress the evil desires of this nafs, evil pleasures, until we don't give up, then it is not going to take us anywhere. We'll remain like that speck of dust on the ground. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein. We will remain like that speck of dust on the ground. The moment we are little taking off, then again, one blast at the petrol tank and the plane comes down again. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tushad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tushad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbad kar apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbad kar apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbad kar apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbad kar whatever is our desire, our pleasure, in whatever we find great amount of satisfaction, if it is against the Quran, against the Sunnah, against the wish and the desire of Allah Ta'ala, then destroy that pleasure. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, destroy that pleasure. Then what will happen? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put real happiness and joy and pleasure into our hearts. That example again, that if there is disaster, then what does the government do? Immediately declares that area a disaster area. Floods, gale force winds, cyclones, when properties are damaged, roads are destroyed, then they say this is a disaster area. So if it is declared a disaster area, then the government gives funds. It provides material. It gives cement and sand and bricks and steel and for the reconstruction of those buildings. But first it is destroyed and it is declared a disaster area. Then the government provides it. So let us destroy those evil pleasures. Let Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declare our hearts a disaster area. That this servant of mine, the evil pleasures and evil desires that came into his heart, He destroyed them, suppressed them for my pleasure. His heart is broken. People around him were watching the TV and the movie, and they were going to discos and cinemas and theaters and gambling dens. And they were dancing and singing and listening to music and committing adultery and fornication and making a fool of him and saying that you are living in the camel age and you are outdated and you are orthodox and you are stupid and you are foolish and you are mad and you are insane. You are pagal, you are majnoon. At that time the person listened to all the comments and all the criticism, and he said, as long as my Allah is pleased with me, I will take the pain on my heart. I will allow my disasters. I will allow my pleasures, which are evil pleasures, to be destroyed. I will allow my heart to be stricken with disaster. Then Allah Ta'ala declares that heart His. Allah Ta'ala says, this is a disaster that has struck this person's heart. For my sake he destroyed. So now Allah Ta'ala then gives him not bricks and sand and cement. Allah Ta'ala then reconstructs that heart with his nur, with his tajalliyat. And then what that person enjoys in that heart, there's no words in the dictionary. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat comes into my heart, then the dictionaries of the world, the languages of the world, the vocabulary of the world cannot describe it. How can it? Don't we want that? Which person does not want it? So if we want it, what do we have to do? A little effort. Nothing serious. Nothing dramatic. Nothing impossible. Just a little effort on our nafs. There will be a little bit of disaster. There will be a little bit of earthquake and tremor that will come on that heart. But then this is what that person will finally experience. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with that sukoon in our hearts, with that tajalliyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala bless us with His marifat. And may Allah ta'ala give us that fragrance of His muhabbat and of His love. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous and kind Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, the pious ones, the righteous ones, the muttaqi, Ya Allah, they present their deeds before you, their good actions before you. Oh my beloved Allah, they have so much of a'mal to their credit. Ya Allah, we sinful ones are presenting our sins before you. Ya Allah, there is no one else to forgive our sins besides you. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Oh my beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins? Oh my beloved Allah, even if the waves, if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are like the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together. Oh my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Yes, one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave those sinful ones in Masjid-e-Noor or wherever they were listening who had raised their hands. Ya Allah, tujhe koi puchne wala nahi hai. If you have to forgive us, we will be successful. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy and pleased. Ya Allah, the only one that will become unhappy and displeased will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Nothing else has gathered us here tonight, except that we are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we are begging of you, who is our Malik, our Khaliq. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Hum nadim, hum sharminda. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Mere Mawla, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you. My Allah, where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the oceans, up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. My beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. My beloved Allah, forgive us from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness. Ya Rahim, Raham Farma. Ay Kareem, Karam Farma. Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat Farma. Ay Sattar, Hamare Gunaho Ki Sattari Farma. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of eyes. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if a tiny little black ant crawls on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement. You are watching that ant, my beloved Allah. You are the one who has blessed billions and billions of people with sight. How can you be blind to our actions? My Allah, if it is not your shan of Rahimi and Karimi and Sattari, then you would have been destroyed long ago. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us. He would have ordered the earth to split open and swallow us up. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have sent the tidal waves against us. He would have destroyed us, oh my beloved Allah. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. And in spite of all our sins, my Allah, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear. Shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. My beloved Allah, your ni'mats and bounties unlimited. Ah, my Allah. Ab to hame maaf kar. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of our sins. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. We are pledging not to return to those sins. Give us himmat, courage and strength, my Allah, against our nafs and shaitan. Make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Don't let us be the proverbial fox. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, such love of yours. My Allah, give us such love. Every breath of our life, we enjoy the sweetness of that love. Sunu mein naam tera, dhadkano mein, maza a jaye maula, dil badal. My Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to walk with hearts which are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with hypocrisy, my beloved Allah, with evil passions and desires? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth or live in this world with these type of hearts? My Allah, change the condition of our heart. Bless us with a spiritually sound heart. Man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts. My Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal, khudaya fazl farma dil badal. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں میرے مولا گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, with long life. Bless our children with good health and long life. Spiritual health and physical health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete cure from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals or in homes or in clinics or amongst us, my beloved Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are experiencing any kind of problem, Ya Allah, remove the difficulty and problem. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of husbands and wives, of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Throughout the world, my Allah, is going through such suffering, such trials, such difficulties, such problems, such humiliation and disgrace. Like it never ever went through in its entire history. My beloved Allah, we know that because of our sins there's so much of suffering. But you dearly love forgiveness of sins. My Allah, don't look at our sins. Hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Teri shaan e rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka jo khoon طائف میں بہا، احد کے اندر بہا. اے اللہ، لک ایٹ دا بلڈ آف مائی نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام وچ فلوڈ ان طائف، ان احد، ان سو مینی پلیسز. لک ایٹ دا ٹیئرز آف مائی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وچ ہی شیڈ فار دا امت ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. اینڈ یا اللہ فار گیو دا انٹائر امت. پیرے اللہ ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز، دا ہارڈ شپ، دا پرابلمس. اے اللہ ان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما، یا اللہ ان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. اے اللہ بلیس ود ہدایت، گیو ایمان اینڈ اسلام ٹو دا اینیمیز آف اسلام. یا اللہ بلیس دم ود ایمان اینڈ اسلام، اوپن دیئر آئیز ٹو دا بیوٹیز آف اسلام، میک دم وردی آف انٹری ٹو جنت. بٹ او اللہ، اف دے ہیو بیکم سٹبن، دے ہیو میڈ اپ دیئر مائنڈ، دے ول نیور ایور ایکسیپٹ اسلام. اینڈ دے ول کنٹینیو ود دا ٹارچر، پرسیکیوشن، اینڈ ود دا ٹیرنی، and with the bombardment of Muslim homes and properties, and the throwing of the missiles. Oh my beloved Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, create division amongst their ranks. Ay vere pyare Allah, send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, let the earth shake them up and swallow them up. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, in so many prisons, so many innocent Muslims are languishing. My Allah, in Guantanamo, and so many other prisons in other countries. My Allah, so many of your bandas are languishing for no other reason except that they were taking your Mubarak name and they were waging jihad. My beloved Allah, مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یو آر دا سیم اللہ دیٹ واز ان بدر، ان احد، ان خندق، ایٹ دا ٹائم آف فتح آف مکہ. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے. میرے اللہ، یو ہیو ناٹ گون ویک، وی ہیو گون ویک. مائی اللہ، ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. یا اللہ، ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے، ایک دن ہمارا جنازہ بھی چلے گا. مائی اللہ، one day the soul is going to be extracted from every limb, from every part of our bodies. Ya Allah, our tongues will wag no more, our hands will punch no more, our eyes will gaze at haram no more, our feet will be able to walk to the discos and cinemas and theaters no more. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes, and before the water of bayat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the garment of kafan is given to us, let us put the garment of taqwa in our hearts. Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah in our hearts. My Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, in adultery, fornication, reading filthy magazine or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba, the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. اے اللہ، ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ. Bless us with burial in Jannat al-Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Whosoever amongst us or whosoever is listening, Ya Allah, whatever good desires they have in their hearts, fulfill those desires. ان کی نیک مراد اور تمنا کو پورا کر دیں. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires in the hearts of each and every one that has raised his hand. Ya Allah, jo bhi nek, whatever is in their heart which is in conformance with Sharia, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed for us. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that he made when making tawaf in the mataf. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, mizab-e-rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا، زمزم کا پانی پی کر کے جو مانگا تھا، مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا، ان دعا ذر ہی میرے صفا مروہ، ان دعا ذر ہی میرے مینا عرفات مصطلفہ، and the du'a that he made in his entire life, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, bless the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. یا اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما، تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.